This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dan Burse. How are you, Dan?
I'm very well, Robert. Thank you.
And Dan is the president and CEO of General Motors Financial Company. Talk through, everyone's heard of General Motors. Talk through the purpose of what the financial company really does and what your business model is.
Right. So everybody has heard of General Motors, but people aren't as familiar with GM Financial. So we are the captive auto finance company for GM, and as the captive, our mandate is really two different things. It's to help GM sell more cars, but also to make money doing so. And that's a bit of a balancing act. It seems pretty simple, but helping GM cars, means facilitating financing. It means working with the dealers to get the consumer in a vehicle at the right rate. But the right rate has to be one that allows us to make money for the risk we're taking. The real value proposition for a captive is fourfold. It's first of all, again, we work with GM and the dealers to facilitate the whole vehicle sale and financing. Two, we make money, so we add to GM's bottom line. Three, we're there in good times and bad. During good economic times, it's easy to provide financing. Banks do it, credit unions do it, non-banks do it. But when times are tough, it becomes a lot more difficult for the consumer and dealer to source financing. Captives are there, good times and bad. And really, the fourth element of value proposition is loyalty. When consumers finance through a captive versus a third-party finance source, such as a bank, they're much more likely to buy the brand again.
And Dan, we've spoken before about your philosophy on customer experience and how important that is. Talk through specifically what you do to enhance the customer experience.
Sure. Well, there's two different customers, distinct customers that we deal with at GM Financial. One is the dealer base itself, because that's where we source the business. But then the second important constituency is the end consumer. From a dealer standpoint, many of the GM dealers that we do business with, we finance their inventory, we finance their real estate, and maybe provide them working capital loans. So really allow them to grow their business. But we also are an important financing source for the customers that buy vehicles from them. We bring to the table expertise in financing all different spectrums of credit, from the most well qualified to the subprime. We're able to, from our legacy as AmeriCredit, able to really buy deep and help the dealers sell more cars and just provide them that level of service with the speed of our decisioning, how quickly we get them their money back, and then how we treat their customer after the sale. So the dealer constituency is important, but the end consumer is the one that we want to treat very, very well so that they get back into another GM vehicle when their loan or lease is done. And the way we do that is by providing exceptional customer service when they have to reach out to us to ask a question about their loan or lease, or when they maybe have a payment issue, how we treat them with respect when they maybe get behind. And we do it not only over the phone, but we've spent a lot of time developing our websites so customers can get on our websites and do a lot of their issue and problem solving over the web, online.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dan Burse, who is the president and CEO of General Motors Financial Company. And you had mentioned before, Dan, about the legacy of AmeriCredit. And it's a really interesting story, and CEOs will want to hear what happened, how you were one of the founders and then the CEO of the company, and how it happened that you merged into GM.
Right. Well, AmeriCredit was founded in the early 90s, basically from scratch as a independent auto finance company specializing in subprime lending. In the early 90s, the subprime auto finance industry was undeveloped, and there was probably 25 to 30 companies like AmeriCredit that started back then and went public. Late 90s was a huge shakeout in the business. Probably out of those 25 or 30 companies that formed about the same time as AmeriCredit, two-thirds of them failed. And so we saw a big consolidation in subprime auto finance throughout the late 90s and well into the next decade. We eventually grew AmeriCredit to about $16 billion of assets. We made roughly a half a billion bottom line and had as many as 4,000 employees.
I just want to step in. How did you grow from scratch that quickly? That's pretty exceptional.
Yeah. It was really a tribute to our people. We hired tremendous people that had this eager attitude to go get business and go get the right business. When I go out and talk to our customers, our dealer customers, whether they're whether it was in the AmeriCredit days or today, I'm consistently told our differentiators are people. And so I think it was our people that drove that growth. So we got to that level, and then the Great Recession hit, 2008-2009. And as a independent company, we relied on the capital markets for our funding. And we all know what happened with the capital markets in 2008 around the time of the Lehman failure. Well, they stopped. For any but the most highest investment grade companies, capital was very, very hard to access. So we went from originating $10 billion of loans a year in, say, in 2006-07 to about $1 billion in 2009. Because
wow.
We just couldn't get capital. So we went through a hard time. We shrunk our asset base. We obviously had to shrink our employment base, cut our costs. But probably one of the best things I remember about my career is not going through it, but the fact we survived. So we got out on the other side of it, and GM at the time was having difficulty finding financing sources for to finance areas like subprime. Their old finance arm, GMAC, through various transactions had morphed into Ally Financial. And by the time we got to 2009, GM only owned about 10% of Ally. So there really wasn't that captive relationship that used to exist between GM and GMAC. So GM reached out to us at GM Financial and said, hey, could you help us with our subprime financing? And we'll subsidize your rate. So if we, for example, if we needed from a risk standpoint to charge a subprime consumer 10%, they would buy it down to, say, 5 or 6, making it very attractive for the consumer and also letting us grow our business. That relationship lasted about a year. Things went great. We helped them with their subprime penetration. We got growth through that channel, good profitable growth. And in summer of 2010, they approached us and said, hey, would you like to become part of GM? We would like to buy you.
And when that happened, what were you thinking?
Well, I was shocked.
You're like going out to dinner. Holy cow!
I was completely shocked. So it was Ed Whitaker, who was then the CEO of GM, reaching out to me, and I don't remember what I said, but I clearly said, "Well, I can't make that decision. I have a board, but you know, we're interested. We'll talk to you." So I hung up, and I immediately called our chairman and filled him in. And the thing about that transaction is GM had the reputation of being slow moving. Well, they reached out to us. I think it was the second week of June of 2010. We announced the deal July, I think it was 21st, 2010. So basically 45 days, which is extremely quick for a $3.5 billion acquisition.
That is an exciting story, and to have gone through that, you must have learned significant lessons, especially right at that crux of 2009. We are speaking with Dan Burse, and when we come back, we're going to talk about his leadership philosophy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR 88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR 88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR 88 to 350-350. That's CLEAR 88 to 350-350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dan Burse, who is the CEO and President of General Motors Financial Company. And before the break, we heard about the story of how you moved in and started becoming GM Finance. And I know in speaking that you have a lot of philosophies, including diversity, on what you do to build a great company and how you've worked with GM through this. So you've 9,600 employees, and, you know, in and of yourself, you're a large organization, $9.6 billion in revenue. So talk about what your leadership philosophy really is, and start through when you came in 2010 and what you did and how you built it until now.
Sure. Well, we had a great culture before GM bought us. We were really proud of what we accomplished at AmeriCredit. The tenure of the people there, the tenure especially of my management team, was long-running. Many of my executives have been with us since the 90s, you know, a good 20 years in many cases. My CFO has been at my side for 26 years. So it's a long-tenured team. And when GM bought us, you know, they recognized that AmeriCredit had a great culture, had a strong and long tenured executive team, and they pretty much made the decision that they wanted to leave us alone from a integration standpoint. So we've operated pretty autonomously from GM, you know, ever since the day they bought us. Now we're subject to, obviously, the right governance, and we consolidate with them and provide a lot of information flow back and forth. But from a cultural standpoint, we're pretty much standalone. And so we worked hard to preserve that culture we had at AmeriCredit, which was, you know, a smaller company culture. We're very flat organizationally. You know, anybody can talk to anybody in our organization. We don't let layers get in the way. You know, in fact, just this past week, I was on the elevator with a young man that's worked with us less than a year, and he greeted me and by name, and I didn't know him, so I said, "Well, you know, what's your name? Where do you work?" And I found out that he was out of the military. And my son was in the military, and so I said, "Chris, why don't you come up to my office? I'd love to chat with you more." So 2 days later, he came up, and, you know, we sat down and chatted about all the things that he's doing and all of his aspirations. But that's the type of culture we have, you know, very open, no barriers to communication, and, you know, we don't have silos. So the operating people get along with the finance people, and the finance people get along with the sales people. You know, we're all in it together. Which is, you know, one of my philosophies is you know, we work as a team. You know, it's not individuals, it's not departments, it's a team.
So that's obviously something has shaped your personal leadership philosophy. Tell me about a challenge you had anywhere in your career and how you overcame that challenge and what that taught you to help shape your current leadership philosophy.
Yeah. Well, probably the biggest challenge was immediately after the GM acquisition, they wanted us to grow as an entity. You know, we had this legacy expertise in subprime, but they wanted us to develop into what other captive auto finance companies do, which is to be able to do leasing, to be able to do dealer financing, that's that inventory, real estate, and working capital, and to do it on a very big scale. So we were a $10 billion organization when they bought us with 2,500 employees, and the vision was really to make it make it $100 billion plus, and that would entail.
And you're right there.
We're right on track. But that would entail multi-product. Well, that was a challenge because, you know, we had expertise within our company, but we had to go out and find people who knew those products, knew how to finance a bigger business, knew how to do all the systems for a bigger business. But do it in a seamless way so that our culture was still intact.
Hmm. And your business, just so everyone understands, you really have like four different channels that you have. And, you know, 20% are going to be people buying in cash, right? And
right.
So just talk about your channels, what they are, and what that means, and what CEOs would want to know about how the actual business is run.
Yeah. Well the...
And you only have about a minute on this answer.
I only have a minute. Okay. All right. Well. Again, the whole objective at GM Financial is to help GM sell more cars and make money doing so. So GM sells cars through dealership networks. So, you know, we need to have great relationships with the dealers so that in many cases they choose to send their consumers to us. So that when customers come into the dealership, well, 20% are going to buy the car for cash. So that's great. GM sells a car. The dealer makes money. Another 25% lease. And in that case, if they lease a GM vehicle, they have to go through GM Financial. But then that leaves another 55% of the consumers who get a loan. In some cases, if GM subsidizes the loan, they'll say a 0% financing. It goes right to us. But in other cases, the dealer has the choice or the consumer has the choice to go to any lender. So we have to make sure that we give the dealer the right rate, the right speed of decision, the right service level, and really convince them that we're going to treat the consumer better than anyone else so the consumer goes back into the dealership to buy a car from them again.
Okay. Thank you for answering that. I want to go towards the future. Everyone knows that autonomous cars one day will happen. Who knows if it's in our life or not? And GM as an organization obviously has a great vision. What is your take on the future of the automotive industry, how that will change over the future?
Yeah, the industry, Mary Barr is fond of saying that the industry is going to change more over the next 5 years than it did in the entire history of the industry before that. So big changes are going to happen, and GM is I think very, very well positioned for that change. They're taking a leadership role in mobility. Mobility is really shared vehicles. They have a subsidiary they call Maven that has shared vehicle pods in various municipalities, various apartment buildings, for instance, where the apartment complex can have, say, a dozen vehicles and consumers can take them by the hour. They also have GM also has a leadership position in autonomous vehicles through their Cruise automotive acquisition, automation acquisition, I'm sorry. That's going to be the future of the industry is mobility and autonomous.
And on that note, I want to thank you, Dan. Great having you on the CEO Forum. And CEOs out there, remember, don't have silos. Make it a team effort.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. And call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dan Sullivan. How are you, Dan?
Great, Robert. Great to see you.
And Dan is the CEO and president of Colette, which is the nation's oldest tour company. So we are going to talk about some really interesting areas, such as philanthropy, where Colette gives 21% of their net income to charities. But before we do that, let's talk about what the Colette organization is.
Well, Colette, as you mentioned, is the oldest tour operator in the country. We run tours to all seven continents, but we started out, Jack Colette founded the company in 1918. He was a World War I veteran that got injured, bought a jitney in Atlantic City, and drove it to Rhode Island in that December 1918, put an advertisement in the paper, and took a group of people from Boston and Rhode Island to Florida. And that's how Colette got its start.
And then in 1962, your dad, Dan Sullivan Sr., took over. But at that point, the company was, what was it, like four people?
At that point, it was, I think, two people.
And two people? That's not a huge... Now you've over 600. It's not a
200,000 in revenue. And it was just... Touring was very, very small then.
So talk about what your dad did in a tribute to him to grow the company to be the powerhouse it is today.
Well, he had the vision to buy Colette because that touring wasn't a major industry then, and he saw what the future of travel was. And in 1964, 2 years after he bought it, the New York World's Fair happened, 64 and 65. And that exploded the business because he ran tours in New York City, 1, 2, 3, and 4 day tours every weekend when the fair was run, and basically you couldn't do it as reasonable on your own. A three-day trip with basically 2 days of the fair, all meals, Radio City, was like $39. Staying in the heart of New York City at the, back then, the Vanderbilt or the Commodore Hotel, which neither one are there anymore. So, great story. But he took tours to Nova Scotia, Florida, and it was all motor coach then. That was one of the major players then, but there were a lot of motor coach tour companies that ran tours, mostly the USA and Canada. And my father took advantage of that opportunity. And then over the years, it evolved and just grew bigger. And in the 70s, we went into air travel, which is all we do now, where you fly to the Canadian Rockies, our first air program, and then expanded national parks and all over USA and Canada, Canadian Rockies, and really it became one of our staples.
So when he started the company, did he have a great vision always? It sounds like he saw this before the World's Fair. Well, you grew up as, you know, a son and one of seven kids as well.
I was one of seven kids. I'm the oldest. My sister Lynn's the youngest. We both work in the company. My brother Gary's still tour guide. He's a great tour guide to Ireland and American heritage and all great things. But he had a vision that people were going to travel more. You know, keep in mind the interstate highways were just opening up then. You know, so, you know, in the early 60s, if you were going to Washington, D.C., you didn't usually get to D.C. in the day if you're coming out of Rhode Island or Boston. You'd overnight in New York because it was too far because you were on Route 1 the whole way. And that, so the world in a touring aspect changed, and he had the vision to see that. And then as he brought, you know, his family into the business and the Colette grew, he had the vision to see where we're going in air travel and the world just opened up.
So you mentioned your brother's a tour guide, and he must love that job.
He does, yeah.
What, do you ever sneak in and try to be a tour guide while you're not CEO of the company, or you don't have time for that?
I actually started before my brother Gary because I'm older, but I tour guide, and I still tour guide a tour every year. And because I grew up, I did it for years, and back then, we were a small company. You had to tour guide, yeah. You know, and it wasn't as sophisticated then. So I tour guide Nova Scotia and really St. Andrews by the Sea and Bar Harbor and Canadian Rockies and as it evolved. But when you're out there with the customer, the guest, you realize how to create a masterpiece, you know, because you can put together a tour, but unless you're on the ground to really understand what the clients want to see in the Canadian Rockies or in Washington, D.C., that's really the difference. And that's what we, you know, we do as a company still to this day.
What's the optimal size for a tour?
Well, it depends on the product. We on a mainstream classic product, it averages 37 people.
Mm-hmm.
But on expirations, people who want the smaller groups, the average is about 18 people. And then if you're in spotlight city stays like New York City, well, you pretty much have a lot of free time. You really get a lot to see in the city, and you go out and see it. But it's not really, you know, in so much groups. You know, there might be 10 people, it might be 30 people. It varies.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dan Sullivan, who is the CEO of Colette, which is the nation's oldest tour company. Now, later on, after the break, I'm going to ask you about the best places to tour in the world. And you're smiling right when you heard that. But I want to shift over to philanthropy. You give 21%, 21.6%, because you showed me the spreadsheet, of your net income to charity. That's a significant amount. I don't ever remember hearing of a company giving more. I know I heard Eastern Bank did 10%, and that's like the highest I'd heard in that. What drives you to do that?
Well, the Sullivan family basically has a philosophy that was really my father and my mother. Started with the LSI Sullivan Foundation, just to give back to the local community. And as we expanded that and took the Colette Foundation globally, we built schools in Kenya. We support schools in South Africa. We built a community center that you have teachers and monks teaching teaching kids how to wash their hands. Then they teach them in the classroom because they need water, you know, and they need food. And there's just so much. We do this all over the world, in Peru and Ecuador. But we do it in Rhode Island. You know, we support the food bank and the community center. And basically our focus is education and nutrition. Nutrition first, feed the kids, and then educate them. And we give to our employees 4 hours a month. Every employee, I think we have 86% participation, that get involved in the community in some way, wherever they are in the world. So it's really outstanding, and we have a million meal campaign, Stop Hunger Now, that we're well on target to hit by 2018, which is our 100-year anniversary at Colette.
If people want to find out, what is the website?
www.gocolette.com.
Okay. And I do want to ask you, I know that you link a lot of the time your philanthropy into the actual tours. Talk about how you actually do that.
Well, we'll take, in a non-invasive way, we'll take our guests into see some of the things that we do, like the community center in Cambodia at Siem Reap. When you go in, you're really right out of Slumdog Millionaire, because you see where people live not far in the distance, and then you see these kids come over and go to the classroom and get fed. And when they first come to school, they have to be taught how to wash their hands. When the parents come to pick them up, they have to bring the parents in and teach it, because you can't get water in so many places in the world. In many of the areas, including Cambodia, 20% of the kids never reach the age of 5.
20% don't reach 5?
Yeah, and it's really because of clean water. Mm. And that's really the thing. And so we build wells there.
I can see you such a passion about this. So what advice do you have? We've about 2 minutes left for other CEOs.
I encourage other CEOs to work with their boards and to give back more to the community they live in and to communities in need around the world. Because the world is going to be a better place when people are fed first, have nutrition, have clean water, and then educated. Because you can't educate them without feeding them, because they won't learn as well. So really,
great point.
Yeah. So that's what, you know, and that's where Committee Encouraging Corporate Philanthropy and their sister organization, the ACCP, which is all the great professionals around the world and most of these Fortune 500 companies that do the great work to give back. And there's so many. Hasbro right here in Pawtucket partner with us. They do a great job, Karen Davis, giving back. And that's really so important to the to the world to make it a better place. And so it's going to be more peaceful. The world's going to be a better place, and people aren't going to revolt if they're well fed.
How would you sum up your leadership philosophy?
Basically, hire talented people that have the same values and a mission statement and integrity and collaboration to really to give back. And corporate giving's a part of it, not just in dollars, giving you time to make your community, in this case Rhode Island, but it could be wherever you work in the world, for them to be a good Colette employee. That's really, really important that they have that value to give back and that they're motivated to make a difference and to grow the company, which will do all the other things, which include philanthropy, which is a big part for Colette.
On that inspiring note, Dan, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here with Dr. Dan Fabricant. How are you?
Very well, Robert. Good to be with you.
And Dan is the CEO of Natural Products Association. So it was founded in 1936. Talk about what the organization is.
Well, I wasn't around in 1936, but primarily it's there. And as you see now, the marketplace wasn't always this way, but the natural products industry, natural organic products, there's such a demand for them these days. So we really make sure that government doesn't unduly interfere in the ability to come up with creative new products and have places for consumers to access those products.
Okay. And really talk through, who are some of your clients, the people you represent, the retailers?
Sure. We've got a diverse membership. So we've got, we're a bit of an odd duck in Washington, D.C. association, 6,500 associations in town. We're one of the few that has both manufacturers and retailers.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got about 1,400 total, about split fairly evenly, 700 and 700. And really everything from the mom and pop health food stores you may see in whatever town you're from to very large multinational companies, from the GNCs of the world to even people like Clorox, who bought Burt's Bees a few years ago, because Burt's Bees is a very popular natural brand, one of the more popular natural brands. So a wide range of economic interests, but hopefully they all share one thing in common, and that is to provide the consumer with high-quality natural products.
So we have 19 minutes to go. Talk through how you really help them.
Well, it starts, you know, and we're primarily an advocacy organization. Advocacy has changed a lot in the past, really in the past 10 years. So primarily we advocate for the broad swaths, making sure we get a fair treatment up on Capitol Hill or in whatever state house a business may be in. Government can change your business faster than anything, and I think the saying in Washington is always is, you know, and not just Washington, but any state, local, you know, or state or local government is, if you're not at the table, you're probably on the menu. And so we want to make sure we're at the table.
Is that true? If you're not on the table, you're at the menu?
More often than not, yeah. You have to consider, in this town, there's 6,500 associations. Every day someone's up there telling their story and looking for ways to have, you know, things go better for their industry. So sometimes that affects you adversely, sometimes it doesn't. So we want to make sure, A, just a baseline, we're able to educate those folks making laws, and they understand the industry, they understand the value it creates, but also the jobs it creates, the people who vote in their congressional district or their locality. So that's kind of cut one, but then things get very interesting from there. We're a very regulated industry. FDA is at the kind of the core of that, but you also have the Federal Trade Commission, and then you have different state departments of agriculture and health and so forth that also play a role. So we want to make sure we're versing our members and educating them on the tools they need to meet those laws, those regulations, and also where needed, having a reputation and having a if you will, an interplay with those regulators to make sure we get a fair shake. You know, regulators want to regulate, and don't begrudge them for that. I am a reformed regulator. I used to be at FDA, but there's always a fine line between regulatory control and overreach, and we want to make sure we strike that balance.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Dan Fabricant, who is the CEO of Natural Products Association. And so you just mentioned something interesting, which is advocacy in Washington, D.C. So our audience, the CEOs listening in all around America, I think what everyone wants to know is this. How does advocacy really work in Washington, D.C.?
Great question. And it's not a total mystery. One, you got to show up. Showing up is part of it. Not having a voice in D.C., we've seen that with companies. I remember early in the 90s, Microsoft didn't want to get involved in D.C. and then found themselves the subject of a number of federal investigations. So showing up is critical. Ignoring Washington, D.C. is no way to do business anymore. Government affects all of our lives. Regulation on every sector of the economy affects our lives and can do so very quickly. You can go to a trade show, which are prominent in our industry, find the best new product on the planet, and it may increase your business 5, 10, 15%. Well, if the government passes certain laws that put regulatory restrictions on your business, that can decrease your sales 100% overnight. So that's the message we really try to get people to understand about Washington, is it can change your business fast. The upside may not be as drastic as the downside, but there are upsides. Working with groups like Department of Commerce and U.S. Trade Representative, that may help you open new markets, foreign markets.
I'm trying to understand what in 1936 drew towards the emergence.
Yeah, a very different environment then. I think it was more about what...
Now it completely makes sense, yeah. But back then?
Well, even now, I think the market's changing so much, and I'm sure it was changing back then, but it was folks that had a real belief. They really, they were driven by their passion, if you will, and wanted to have a marketplace. And that marketplace is obviously a lot more vibrant now than it was then. At the same time, you've got a marketplace now that isn't just at a mom and pop health food store. You don't have to leave your house now to shop for natural products. You can have them delivered by drone and, you know, so forth. So, I think that these are all things people are looking at. There's different distribution channels, different way of commerce, and different information that gets out there in that regard. I still think if people are looking for truly natural products, those independents, those mom and pops and the brick and mortar, they're at every competitive disadvantage in the marketplace right now. So how is it they're able to stay in business? And I think how they're able to stay in business is they've got a good story to tell, and they relate to the consumer. They give you an experience you don't have on a big internet retailer or, some other sort of exchange. So I think that I don't think they'll ever go away, but certainly the market effects are changing how they do business.
We have a minute and a half left. Let's shift gears, talk about personal leadership.
Sure.
What is a challenge that you faced that helped you move up the ladder to become CEO of NPA?
Now there's a loaded question. I think that there's a lot of different challenges. Probably the biggest for me and just my leadership style is I tend to be, as a scientist, tended to be very analytical. And some of these issues, especially with a growth industry like this, they're not always – sometimes people have had very great business success not based on analytics, based on that they really are so just – so persistent in their beliefs and are going to make it work no matter what. And I think that the fact that there's still room for that in the business world certainly has changed how I operate and allowed me to see a different side of it. And that's just as important in the business world today as it was back 80 years ago when NFA started.
So what is the future of Natural Products Association?
Looks good right now. I think it looks very good as the market continues to grow. The slices of the pie, the distribution of the pie changes, but the pie keeps getting bigger. So I think that's really where we look to support the industry, and we'll continue to support the industry in whatever form that takes.
Well, I want to say, Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.